When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, not live from downtown Lincoln, but instead live in Ashland at the brand new Ruhlman Steakhouse. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you are tuning in to watch us on the video stream because we are in a palace right now, gentlemen. This is a absolute palace that Phil Ruhlman and John Betnev got figured out here in downtown Ashland, or I guess on Highway 6 in Ashland. I had the tour about a month ago. You guys took the tour right now. And I know your first impressions were just, wow, right?
It's a meat machine is what it is.
It's a meat machine.
It's a meat machine with incredible taste. I've never been so blown away in my life at a dining establishment. Phil, it's incredible what he's put together here, and we'll hit on it in great detail. But
we're here.
I was.
Can you hear? Everybody good?
Jake, you did great.
Thanks. Me and Steve Sipple talked about that if we had to run this, we'd last we thought 4 to 5 days.
It's pretty elaborate.
Pretty elaborate, yeah.
This is an elaborate operation.
Elaborate operation.
I mean, let's think about it. Take us through it, Bill. This is a steakhouse. So you think, oh, hey, well, you opened a steakhouse.
Yeah, get some steaks.
Get some tables and some steak and some salad, and let's do it. No, this is a major operation.
Homemade pasta. They got a processing plant in here for their own sausage.
Yeah.
They have a market.
A market.
The meat Ruhlman market.
The Ruhlman market.
Yes. It's an impressive meat market.
One in.
Yes.
Ruhlman.
And the meat is from the most famous place in Nebraska.
Which is?
What's that? Keneally's. Make sure I get this right. Black Angus, correct? I think I got this correct.
You got it.
Yes.
Way to go, Bill.
I told you to listen.
He paid attention.
I paid attention to
I had told him to listen.
He did. He said, take notes.
Yeah. But Phil was taking us through it. There was a lot of information coming.
Things came quick, and sometimes I struggle with that.
Yeah, you do. Especially at 6 a.m.
I struggle a lot.
Catch me
at noon, you'll still see me.
What would you say? Is this central Ashland?
It's on Highway 6. So downtown Ashland, we go across the bridge here into downtown. This is just still in the middle of Highway 6, basically, of Ashland.
It's a megaplex that the Ruhlmans built.
Yes.
They brought health care to Ashland. Everyone here now is in better health because of them.
It's not a health care facility, though. This is a steakhouse.
Yes,
right next door, you can get health care.
That's right. He brought doctors to Ashland. But Brian over here, we got a Runza next door, so it's a very cool complex.
What side of the road are we on here?
We are on the south side of Highway 6.
Okay, so somebody tried to tell me this was on the eastern edge of Ashland. That's not true. It's more central, right?
Central.
Yeah, this is more central.
I was a little baffled when I was driving in because my Waze app did not tell me what side it was on. Usually it says you'll be arriving, your destination is on your right or on your left. It gave me nothing. So I'm just looking left the whole time. I think it's on this side. I wheeled right past it.
Did you?
Yeah, I nearly went past it, too. I know where it's at, but it's dark outside. I can't see very well.
It is dark, Jake. It's 6. I did an advanced scout the other day, so I knew exactly where
you knew where it was at. Okay.
Yeah, I knew exactly.
I'm proud of you.
Hey, and it's a very I like to use the word handsome. It's a very handsome establishment.
So yes. we are facing the back of Ruhlman's ourselves, because the video stream can show over our shoulders this incredible bar. The bar looks like it's up from New York City, if you ask me.
Good idea,
Jake. New York City bar. And then look at this. We got the piano too. Look at the piano. Look at the piano. Right,
it's a grand piano.
Grand
Phil
piano
can play
in the
it.
Building.
Phil can
it's a
play
beautiful
the
space here.
Can Phil play the piano?
Yes, he can.
Phil, you play it, don't you? Yeah, he's really good.
He's a guitar.
He plays a guitar and a piano.
He's a guitar man.
He's a guitar and piano. He entertains.
So
Rick Heyman's here, too.
Heyman is the building. I have a song of the day as well. Mike Schaefer will be here at 7 o'clock today.
Good.
So our first time seeing him in several months. So he's going to make the trip to Ashland. It's going to be
a lot of voice.
Just a party. Just a fun party today here at Ruhlman Steakhouse. Now, just so you know, they're not open to the public until 4 p.m. today. This is a special occasion. Like, you don't come in. Breakfast is not being served today. We know that Sunday is brunch at 10 a.m. here at Ruhlman's, and I heard it's just delightful. My parents actually came to dinner here last week. 10 out of 10. High score. They were here.
They made the drive from Beatrice.
They did. They gave it a 10.
Did your dad have a hot cup of, salt water?
I think he had a Coors Light.
Okay.
He had
drink salt water.
That's only a tax season to stay away.
That's always, just want to make sure.
Being on
imagine asking that one.
Salt water.
Yes, excuse me. Can I get a tepid glass of salt water?
You serve
to top off, to top off this steak, this dry-aged steak.
Does tepid mean hot?
What's it warm? That tepid's like room temperature, I think, or something.
Nice job.
That's how I treat myself.
God dang, you're
salt
advancing. Bill, you're advancing.
Biology. Imagine me in science.
In English, too.
In English, too.
Tepid. Jake, how are you?
I'm fine. We had a little bit of a snafu before the show, but...
Like Delaware State.
Delaware State. I don't even know. Did you see an update yesterday?
I didn't. I was doing other
things. Who has made it so far? Bill, you got an update, Bill?
I don't know about this, but I did... The statement now has been that we need to kind of back off the DFO a little bit. The bus company has taken full responsibility for this.
Okay.
And they said it was a structural snafu, which is hilarious because this is going to cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars for them making them miss this flight. But
can't afford probably, really, I would think.
It's the bus. It was the bus company that really made the error.
So the DFO – the director of football operations might be out of the
Might be out of the loop. There probably some sort of, was there a double check this morning? I didn't know this also. They were making the drive to JFK, which is 4 hours, which obviously got them a better flight. It got them a better flight. And the question would have been also with that, if they were leaving from JFK, there's a potential that that flight was a singular flight, which means they were going from there all the way to Honolulu without a stop, which would be great.
Trying to get the team.
I thought they were probably going to San Francisco or LA, as I mentioned before.
Right.
Now they won't be able to do that. Nope. They will be flying on flights that will be stopping somewhere and then going to Honolulu. So
What could go wrong with that?
The game's in 2 days from now.
It's
on Saturday. We have football in not 48 hours, but 2 days from right now. Just over 48 hours.
We don't have a kicker. We can't kick off. We don't have a kicker here.
We have Ruhlman's hats on.
Yeah, we do. We got nice brand new
Ruhlman's
steak.
Where are we,
Jake? We're at Ruhlman's Steakhouse in, I guess, Central Ashland on Highway 6. Brand new, just opened within the last month. They're open Wednesday through Sunday, and brunch on Sunday morning is excellent.
Chef John Benton just sat down over there.
That's right.
Chef John Benton is here.
If you recall, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, they were in studio, Phil Ruhlman and John Benton, and they were naturals. They were coming for our jobs.
They're
trying to take our place on the radio.
When I left, I felt inadequate as far as a radio personality. I did. I felt because Phil and John were that dominant.
It was just one-time hits.
What we do is not all that difficult.
We get up. That's about it. John has built this thing from Connecticut. He's built this. His family's from Connecticut. That's where everything started in the business of supply and demand. Would that be right, John? Supply and demand from there, and then in Ruhlman's with one N, not two.
That's right, one N.
John, it's interesting to me. He's the chef, so when he comes in to our studio,
yes.
I just thought, okay, well, they have one chef. He must just work his ass. No, there's 13 of them.
There's 13.
He oversees a staff of 13.
And he's here at 6 a.m. This is the guy in charge. He's here. He doesn't have to be here, but he's here.
He was here till about 3 a.m. last night.
And he got
3 hours of sleep.
He was here by, I think, 5:30 this morning.
Yes, he's on 3 hours of sleep.
I said to load up on Red Bull
You're
and coffee or something.
You're on 3 hours of sleep. You're on 3 a.m.
I did.
I texted at 3 a.m.
I did text at 3. Let you know that there's things going on at Iowa.
Hey, guys, we have a lot of issues.
We do.
A lot.
I was just up walking around randomly.
By the way, we are.
This is entering around?
Yeah.
This is entering around.
Yeah, yes.
This is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297.
You're doing great, Jake.
Now, regarding that article sent at 6:30 or 3:30 in the morning, Bill, can you?
Which one was that?
Well, it's about Kirk Ferentz.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't play the sound.
Yeah, don't need it, Ben. It's all right.
Ben, don't play the sounder. What?
Ben, send Jake a selfie so we know where you're there. Send Jake a selfie.
Ben's the one who told me, hey, we had some problems before the show, but got it figured out.
So there is some news in Iowa.
Yeah, what's going on? Kirk Ferentz is not going to coach the first game?
Yeah, it looks like
He's been suspended.
Ferentz and the wide receiver coach, John Budmeier. Do you know him?
Yeah, I do. He's from Wisconsin.
Wow.
Played at Wisconsin.
Suspended. Apparently will be suspended for the season opener. This is per a report from 24/7 Sports. David Eicholt,
yeah.
Who I think he used to work in this market.
He's a UNL graduate, yes.
Yeah, so he broke the news at, I don't know, Bill, 6 hours ago, midnight. This was an overnight breaking story. The Hawkeyes will be without a pair of coaches as they trot onto Duke Slater Field inside Kinnick Stadium on August 31. Multiple sources confirm that Ferentz and Budmeier will be suspended for the season opener after recruiting violation, apparently related to the portal recruitment of Cade McNamara. Yes. So the portal recruitment gets a little hairy, I think, sometimes.
So it's interesting. One thing I would wager that this is self-imposed.
Okay.
I would wager that Iowa's trying to be out in front.
And Iowa did self-report.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yeah. Well, here's what the report says. Iowa did self-report a level 3 rules violation. Oh, no, that was regarding Proctor.
Yeah,
but it does speculate that this is a self-report.
Self-imposed, yes. Yeah. The question will be, which I would imagine, is that the head coach and Budmeier will coach all the way through Friday, and then probably basically almost be with them that, like, on game day. Then they will be not there. That's what happened with. That's why the deal with Harbaugh was so minor last year.
You regard it as minor.
Very well, minor. I wouldn't say minor, but way less than what you would think. Harbaugh was suspended for 6 weeks. He had to miss 6 days.
Just the game day.
When your head coach isn't there, though,
it makes a difference. It does. It, especially some of the games he missed. I mean, he missed the Ohio State game. He wasn't there for it.
Right.
And so, but yes, but it's a. I would say this as far as most likely it has to do with something with tampering. Now, what it has to what they're accused of is some form of tampering, which all coaches are adamantly against. At the same time, it'll be interesting to see. Is this one of those things where you kind of go, really? Is this this was tampering? This is what it was? Mm-hmm. So it was pretty clear that McNamara was leaving Michigan.
Right.
He'd gotten beaten out, and then he was also injured.
Okay.
He was departing. It wasn't like they took their starter away from him. And so it's just interesting how it'll play out. I don't think much of it.
You don't?
I don't think much of it. It'll be one game. It'll move on. You know, this will be a story. This time next year. Hey, remember this? That suspension? Going, no, I really don't. Really don't.
Does it help in a situation? Well, I mean, I think this goes without saying. I think it helps to have a 61-year-old defensive coordinator, Phil Parker, who's been there forever. Forever.
Yes, it does. To have it does. First opponent should be pretty well.
Illinois State
should be pretty well.
Should handle that one.
Yeah.
Should. I mean,
no guarantee. When your offense is not great like Iowa's, anything can happen. But
I don't sign off quite as easily as a lot of people these days on, oh, yeah, I will hammer Illinois State.
Are you well-versed in Illinois State's team?
No, but I know what openers are about sometimes. Mm-hmm. You don't know. And I've seen Iowa in some tussles early in their first games recently. We'll see how it goes.
Do we get Phil and John to throw an olive branch out here?
Or an olive leaf,
one of the two. And just see if there's any way we can get the head coach from Iowa down here for a meal on Saturday.
Why wouldn't he come down? He's
next
not going to coach.
He's not doing anything.
He's got the day off,
maybe,
Phil.
Maybe send him a gift card, see if he shows up.
Let's get
an olive leaf.
Let's get Ferentz over here.
We'd be all sitting to see friend. When is we see coach here?
Coach, the picture of parents here. Ruhlman's.
Ruhlman's eating on Saturday watching the game.
I could coach. We're supposed
not
to.
It's not a bad trip over here.
Streams right over there. What if Ruhl's sitting right at that bar over yeah. there? I mean, the whole place would be buzzing.
It'd be buzzing. Is that Kirk Ferentz? It is.
It looks like.
Looks
just like
no, it's him.
There's no chance.
They sent him a gift card. He showed up.
He's here.
He made the 3-hour drive.
Yeah. He and his wife just sitting over there.
Damn right he is.
Yeah. Of course he's damn right.
Where are we, Jake?
We're at Ruhlman Steakhouse in Ashland, Highway 6, brand new spot. Come on by. It opens until 4 o'clock today. We are here early to show off the space, to talk about it. But, again, you can be here at 4 p.m. And then also they'll open, obviously, this weekend. And then close Monday, Tuesday. But Wednesday through Sunday operation here at Ruhlman Steakhouse.
I know you're
Ashland.
Not the spokesman for Ruhlman's, but how long has this been open?
You said about 3 weeks. 3 weeks
it's only been
per
open
fill.
3 weeks.
Yeah. 3 weeks. And then when everyone thought when they talked to me, they said, well, they probably broke ground right before COVID started. And it's like, no, they built this whole thing in a year. They did the whole thing in a year. Phil's brother.
It's called determination.
It has a new car feel.
Yes.
It has a
stamped concrete.
Yeah, it has a new. Yeah.
Yeah, stamped concrete.
I'm sorry?
Stamped concrete.
I've never heard of that term before, but.
Especially in the back. I'm right on this. I'm telling you.
You're saying confidently, Bill.
Yeah,
so
stamped concrete.
Yes.
Stamped concrete.
It's an art skill. Yes. It's
okay.
Yes.
Well,
I was paying attention when we went through the walk.
Yeah. That was coming at us from.
By the way,
I know we need a note taker.
I know that we are live and active on YouTube. Can you confirm you can hear me on the text line? I think we're good. 402-464-5685. Check this. Making sure the stream and the FM's working. Because YouTube, I'm pretty sure we're all set.
We're good on YouTube.
Just let me know. This is not a roll call. It's not. Just want a simple awareness. Hey, are you guys hearing us just fine? Because I believe
that confused me. Are we doing mailbag again?
No, mailbag was yesterday.
Okay.
Roll call is tomorrow. This is just a simple check-in, which I believe we are good.
Rick Heyman's
in the building.
And he made me straighten out my hat.
What was wrong? Was it crooked?
Yeah.
Heyman was here at 5:30, ready to go. Song of the
he's
day.
He's ready to go.
Rick Heyman.
Yes.
He's ready to go. But yeah, the stream.
He lives right over on the
stream
lake.
Is good,
yes.
By the way. We are set. We are set. Kobe says Jake doesn't read the YouTube chat. I'm reading the YouTube chat right now, Kobe.
This is weird we're sitting this close to each other.
I know.
We're fine.
Usually I can't see you guys. I get my binoculars to see how far away you guys are at the table.
You've handled this well.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought I heard music there.
You do hear music.
What is that, Ben? Turn that down, Ben.
Ben,
I don't know what that was. Anyways.
Ben's with us. He's just in the studio.
He's in studio. Yes. Make sure everyone knows that.
Yes. All right. Anything else for idle chit-chat before we move on?
Well, I received an odd...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Text yesterday from Lauren Swigert, the leading tackler in the history of Norfolk High.
Handsome.
Handsome, very fit golfer, right. And the number one insurance man in Nebraska. So anyway,
out of Norfolk.
He sends me – so I borrow his – he has the clubs that I borrowed from him, they're probably $6,000 for these clubs. It's an insane – $6,000 for this. And he lets me borrow them. He texts me yesterday. He goes, hey, quick note here. Is it okay if I borrow my clubs back from you? He texted and asked, if it was okay if he could borrow his clubs back from me.
Was there a tinge of sarcasm?
I think there might have been a tint to it, yes. And so I'm yes, I will be glad to let you use your clubs again.
Let me think about it.
Yeah, and this, if you could just please get them back to me when you're done. Because his father-in-law had a friend come in and need some clubs. But that was more interesting text I've ever gotten.
What was the term you used about taking my Expos hat?
Adverse possession.
So, yes, yeah. Adverse. So I had
those
that.
Are Bill's clubs
I
now.
Just kept them. I have. $6,000.
You should play the adverse possession card.
What is it? Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Well, it's correct? Not. That's not what it is. If you have, I think if you take something from someone and you have it a certain amount of time, it by law becomes yours.
Swigert, are those actually my clubs? Let me know on that. Anyways,
I generally made that up, but I used to do that with my brothers. They freaked out because I'd always take their shirts. And I'd say adverse possession. This is mine now.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah,
what is your problem?
You've seen me do this.
I don't approve of it. It's odd. It's a very odd thing.
Expos cap, jackets
There's a lot of meltdowns.
That's mine.
Gigi takes clothes from Olivia, and Olivia freaks out, even though that's stuff that she would no way wear again in a million years. And she's just like, that's mine.
Interesting.
And Gigi's like, well, but you don't wear
you
this
don't
anymore.
Wear it.
You don't.
Yep.
You're right. Done with this. And still, it's
a fight.
Oh, yeah, Gigi, I haven't heard Olivia's name come up. What's that? Very much.
Well, I call her Oliver sometimes.
Oliver. We still haven't heard that for a while.
But Olivia's doing. She's engaged to House Mender.
Okay, and he's running Kiewit.
He's running Peter Kiewit out of Kansas City, and the promotions are coming in weekly.
Let's get to Dylan.
Yes, that is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall. The news yesterday morning was there is no more drama. It is officially announced. Dylan Raiola will be Nebraska starting quarterback 9 days from now against UTEP at Memorial Stadium. I know that, again, we all thought that would be the case. There was, I guess, a time on Saturday where Matt Rhule didn't make that seem like it was very obvious it was going to be that way, but now it's official that Dylan is the quarterback, QB1.
I want to throw something by you guys real fast that goes with this conversation. There are five quarterbacks. This is via Sean Callahan. There are five quarterbacks still in college football who have started games for Nebraska. There are five quarterbacks. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. I can't believe there's another school in the country that has five quarterbacks that have started and that are still in college football.
It'd have to be. That would have to be a record.
Three from last year. I mean, Jeff Sims.
Well, so who we're talking about are Chuba Purdy, but Chuba was beaten out at Nevada. Okay. Jeff Sims was beaten out at Arizona State by Leavitt, that guy from Michigan.
Sam Leavitt.
I love Sam Leavitt.
You do
know that.
Yep.
Casey Thompson is at Oklahoma at age 33. Heinrich Harburg is still at Nebraska. And then Logan Smothers is at Jacksonville State, and he has a chance to start. But that's five guys that have started for Nebraska playing elsewhere.
Right.
That can't happen anywhere else, right?
That's a pretty crazy story. I like that.
Yeah, Sean.
I really wish Sims and Chuba would have won the job.
I agree.
Because that would have been more fun to have tracked.
Well, as of last week.
It would have been.
It appeared last week that Jeff Sims was going to be the starter, but something happened where Jet Leavitt passed him, so he is going to be the number two at Arizona State. But, that's a lot of turnover there for Nebraska.
A lot of turnover.
At other places now.
Dylan, now there was, there was no drama. I mean, he was the only quarterback working with the ones for the last 7 to 8 days. So, I don't know. It was interesting. It's interesting the way life is now, too. There's just an announcement on Twitter.
That was it.
Yeah.
On the Huskers official account saying our quarterback one is Dylan Raiola.
And it was on, I think it was on, according to my cousin, my third cousin.
Dave Dipple?
Yeah. Dipple did say it was. Or no, it wasn't Dipple that said it. I get a lot of texts from people. Paul Hildebrand said it was on the scroll, just like I thought it would be. It was on the ESPN scroll that Nebraska will start Raiola. So, I mean, my whole thing was it's not a big story here, but it's still good for Nebraska to have that nationally. Okay, Dylan Raiola is going to start, because the guy in Albuquerque doesn't follow it like we do.
No.
Here it's not big news, but out, you know, in the world it is.
I wish they did it for every position. At left guard, every day you had to make a new announcement.
Micah Mazzucca.
Who are your starting tackles?
On the bottom line, breaking news, Nebraska. The center will be Ben Scott again this year. Second straight year.
So, yeah, that's it. That was the – I mean, it was – and then Rule did talk about it last night on the radio, on, you know, statewide radio. He said Dylan is a special talent, great arm. We hear that all the time, right? Mm-hmm. He's worked really hard at his timing with his feet. Bill can help us with that. When I hear that, I get it. I nod my head like I understand. I don't totally. He's worked really hard at timing with his feet. He has protected the ball well, according to Rule. He's aggressive in the right ways. Still a rookie. There's a lot of things he needs to learn. So there you go. I don't know. He kind of hinted. This is what he said about Heinrich. If he comes into a game or when he comes into a game, I think you're going to see a tremendous dual threat. So I don't know. I don't know. He said, I think you'll see him at some point this year in some way. That all makes sense to me. What's a quarterback have to work on with his feet, Bill?
Oh, your feet are – it's like everything. Ground up is always where everything is played.
Ground up.
Everything is played that way. Every position is played that way. But, you know, we talk about different off-platform throws or different things that are going on. But your footwork is so much how it's tied into. That's like it's just like in – it's just like defensively. People talk about tackling, a tackle, tackle, tackle. Your footwork means more in tackling than anything else does. Getting in position.
No, I'm learning. I'm learning right now.
Your footwork is – so everything ground up is how the game is
–
is the way the game is played. It's like the first thing in basketball, we're going to talk about defense. Where does it start at? With your feet. Where do you talk about shooting, whatever that, where's your feet at? Everything comes from the ground up.
And athletic stance.
It'd be really hard to be a great bowler and then just have horrible footwork. It would never happen. And so, yeah, so it makes sense. But there's a lot of work to it. And also there's always moving variables at all times. You don't just drop back to this one spot and then everything's – there's times you're going to have to move, adjust, different things happen.
So just what we thought. Dylan's the starter. Heinrich's the top backup. Rule said if they played today, Isaiah Garcia-Castaneda probably would be the punt return man. They need better punt returns. 16 punt returns last year for 48 yards. That's three a shot. That's substandard, and that's what Foley said the other day. He said that Ramir Johnson and Ja'Cory Barney would possibly be the kickoff return men. I think you would add Emmett Johnson in that. You would add Emmett Johnson in that discussion. He addressed a lot of stuff last night, actually. This was the best news. Here was the best news of the night.
Okay.
This would now
bearing the lead.
Curmudgeon alert here. No alternate uniforms this year. No alternate uniforms next year. I don't care if I ever see another alternate uniform anywhere, but especially at places like Nebraska. You don't see – do you see USC use an alternate uniform?
No.
I don't think
Penn
you
State?
Penn State? No.
No.
I don't.
Michigan? No. You don't need to use them. Rule
I'm
is
in,
it,
I'm in full agreement with that.
Really? See, absolutely. I thought you would push back.
No. The only thing I would like to see is one thing which we've mentioned on
–
we've mentioned on the show. The one change I would love to see for one game or whatever is the gray face mask.
Okay.
I'd love to see the gray face mask 100. Back for a game. That'd be it.
Yeah. And just put a gray face mask on there.
Just take the red off, go gray face mask.
What about permanently?
It wouldn't bother me at all. I love gray. Yeah. Big fan of the gray
face mask.
Back
in the day.
Yeah. In the day. Yeah.
When you were a GA, were they wearing gray?
No, it was already red.
Moved on.
Yeah, moved on for that time, yes.
Jake, this is what Rule said.
Were you listening at this moment live or not? Like, I can see you just smiling, saying, yes, the moment he said this on the radio.
No, I would have, though. You're right. I didn't. I wasn't
Let's
listening.
Let's go.
I read it last night. Yeah, he said he just announced that they would not wear alternate uniforms in 2024 or 2025. He said that plans for alternates usually begin 2 years in advance. He said, and current discussions are focused on the 2026 season. Hopefully those plans will go awry at some point. There's no – he said there was nothing planned for this year. He says, many people know that I'm a traditionalist. I love seeing traditional uniforms. He said if our players had their druthers, they would definitely want them. But I don't know. I don't understand it. If there's one question I loathe from fans is, Sip, what are the alternate uniforms going to look like? I have no idea. I'm not Tommy Hilfiger. I don't I don't have any
– Tommy Hilfiger.
That's what you went to first.
The iconic uniform. Yes.
Well, I mean, he developer. Designs
yes.
clothes.
Yes.
Yeah. He might seek out Tommy Hilfiger.
I would think they would.
Jersey designs, yes, Tommy.
It just drives me nuts when somebody, what do you think they'll look like? I don't know and I don't care, and now I don't have to worry about it, and I may be done.
You're so happy.
Yeah.
We have some response.
From the text line?
From the YouTube also, to the jersey stuff. Kobe says, Sip, cry more about the alternates. Way to show your age some more, old man.
I'm with Sip.
I don't think
that.
It's an age.
I'm 33. I feel the same way. I don't need alternate uniforms. No.
Gray face mask only.
Yeah.
Someone else says, only alt should ever be the Nebraska helmets. I'm opposed to that also.
Yeah.
You know, why do you need to change the helmets?
I don't understand it.
I don't get that either.
I like the way Penn State's do it and Michigan does. I think Ohio State does wear alternates sometimes.
I believe they have. Excuse me.
Alabama. Does Alabama use alternate?
No.
No, of course not.
No. Did LSU?
There was a couple things.
That,
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was a couple.
They do.
I will
do.
Say this. We had like this cosmic-looking purple change colors helmet.
Ooh.
Really cool. It was incredible.
So that's one time you're okay.
Yeah, that was. I was like,
this one's
we're doing
fine.
This like that. I don't know, but oh wow, hang on, time out here. That's pretty cool. It's kind of like, yeah. Oh wow.
Cosmic.
Tater says, screw alternate uniforms.
Tater.
It's a cry for attention, unnecessary on our page, on our board.
I
there.
Don't think it's an old man take. Wrong. I mean, hey, now I would address the person directly who said cry a little
that
more.
That was Kobe.
Hey, Kobe, why don't you consult your head coach on this?
Yeah.
See what he says about it. Because he has exactly the same sort of thing I say about it. So consult. Hey, Kobe.
And also, Kobe.
Kobe, consult Matt Rule on this and see what he says.
Right yeah.
And then
right
make
out.
Sure also.
Right in your soul.
Kobe, if you don't have if you don't have Steve Sipple's home phone number, I mean, or cell phone number, we'll give it to you. You guys can settle this personally.
There's people that have it. There's quite a few.
You guys can throw hands if you want to.
Where are we at, Jake?
We're at Ruhlman Steakhouse, Highway 6 in Ashland. Brand new, 3 weeks old. It does not open till 4 p.m. today. We're doing a special remote to show off the place. We'll get Phil on. We'll get John on the airwaves again to talk about this. It's over my shoulder. I'll put this
in. You notice what Jake did?
Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at the
I was
bar.
Wondering why we were
Look
facing
at the bar.
This
yeah. Well, this is Phil's idea.
By design.
He said, let's show the place off. I said, I think you're
design.
Right.
Can they see the piano? Can
oh,
they
yeah.
see
yeah.
the piano?
If you look in the video stream, look at the piano right there.
Hold it up
right
a little. Yeah, just hold that.
There's the piano. We'll get my head out of the way.
What else?
Fireplace. Piano. Won't be on tonight.
Fireplace, yeah. It's a little warm for the fireplace, but we got a bunch of seating there. The kitchen is over here. Look, there's Phil and there's John and there's Rick Heyman over there.
Seems to Phil the Ruhlman, John Benton, and Rick Heyman.
There's the kitchen in the back. We took a you know a roll to the we went to the kitchen. A little
oh
bit.
Yeah, we went through
to
everything.
The market. You can come to the market and buy meats.
If you work in the kitchen, they have a uniform for you put on as soon as you arrive, and they launder it for you. It's an incredible looking uniform.
That's John oversees.
John oversees the whole
John
thing.
John Benton.
John oversees everything from Connecticut.
Yes.
So.
I swear to God, when they came in and he said, I'm the chef, I just had this vision of, oh, man, he's
back there flipping steaks like this. Just poo,
poo, poo, poo. He oversees 13.
Yeah, he oversees the whole system.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing, if I'm correct here, Phil, nothing goes out before he approves it. Yeah, so the final, when the final is like, he kind of gives it the
yep.
send it.
This place
send
is
it.
What about the?
Yeah,
I was going to say this place is going to be a big hit. It's already been a big hit.
It is. It is a big hit. It will be a big hit. It's going to be here for a long time and successful here in Ashland. Before we get to break, this won't bother people because they open it, but it's different hours. It's different hours. This opens at 4 o'clock, and the place we're going to talk about is closed at 2:30. And that would be Early Bird,
19th, the bird,
19th and K. If you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch. You go to Early Bird, 19th K, because, you know, we talked about this. Tons of parking. It's free. Downtown Lincoln, that's not a guarantee to get free parking.
No, you can back in, too, if you're one of those people.
10 seconds max from the door at all times when you park.
10 seconds. You can park backwards if you want to.
They've
back
got
it in.
Breakfast.
Beep, beep, beep. Back it in.
Breakfast burritos, French toast, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
That's right. Cinnamon roll pancakes. We're and not. Also the famous hash holes.
Are you doing this?
Hash hole.
We're in public now, guys.
Do it.
Hash holes.
We had it. We're doing it
you guys do it. Hash hole.
Yes, here,
on three, everybody. One, two, three. Hash holes.
The rule, early. Phil's going to kick us out.
Phil's going to ask us to leave. John's early. Like,
so I'm sorry, Phil.
Sorry about this. Heyman's the guy who's got all into it.
We are children.
He's moving diamonds over there. He's selling them out the back of his car.
Watch costs more than my truck.
Exactly.
Early bird, also brunch cocktails as well. Stop by 19th and K. Open 7 days a week, 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And early bird at 19th and K. Well, let's get to break. Let's on the other side. Nebraska might have a first-round pick,
yeah,
possibly,
how about that?
For one ESPN source. We'll discuss that next on Early Break. Live from Ruhlman Steakhouse in Ashland on The Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.